You're listening to episode 260 of Women Worldwide. Let's talk about joy. Joy and business, or the joy of business. What exactly does this mean, and how do you find joy in everything you're doing in your work? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in, for showing up, for always sharing, and for letting us know that our shows are helping you with your challenges. We're always trying to bring the guests who have great stories, advice, and actionable tips for you. So keep that feedback coming. Remember, the best place to reach me is on Twitter. I'm at Dee Breckenridge. So let me know your thoughts on this show and past shows as well. Okay, let's get to today's topic. It's joy. It's joy of business. How do you get there? And what do you do so that you can truly find joy in everything that you're doing? Well, I guess you could say this is the perfect segue to my guest today. Joining me on the show is Lalay Hancock. Now, Lalay is a serial entrepreneur, and she's also the CEO of Bella Pimo. And she's going to share how she got to where she is. Bella Pimo is a company that specializes in global wellness for all. So we're talking joy, we're talking global wellness, and she's also going to share a little bit about this book that she's in. Lalay, it's so nice to have you on my show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, there's a lot to share about you. So I try to make the introduction shorter so we can get right to your journey. And I know you have some great advice. So why don't we start with, I mentioned that you're a serial entrepreneur. Why did you choose the path of entrepreneur? And kind of say a little bit about how you got to this particular company that you've founded.
You know, it's funny. I think most of us don't really choose to be an entrepreneur. We just have it in our blood. Mine, I know, started very young. At the age of 7, we left what started to be a revolution in my country that I was living in. And within 24 hours, we were out of the country and really exploring our lives differently than we had done before. And my dad was this amazing leader. He was an executive in the textile industry. And so I actually grew up having that joy about business. Like, we talked about business all the time. It wasn't just at the dinner table. And I just have realized along the way how much, not only do I love creating and growing businesses, but I love empowering others to be able to take whatever their dream is and be able to actualize it, physically bring it alive, and then allow it to grow.
That is awesome. There's something about being surrounded with people who are excited in business. You know, you mentioned your dad being in the textile industry and all the changes that you went through. It's almost like it lines you up to be that entrepreneur. Because of the change, you left your country, there you are experiencing different things. That's really fascinating. And, you know, when it comes to finding joy, when it comes to being a leader, I think that is intentional. And I did mention in the lead into the show about how you're in this book, America's Leading Ladies.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that and the positive impact of you and these women on the world?
You know, I think, like you said, there's a drive. There's the willingness never to give up and never to allow the challenges to stop you. That's, you know, part of what grows people, and they realize they are leaders. For me, this book is so special. I've been in a bunch of, I would say, leadership and business books. There's actually one called Leaders and Legends, and I got to be in it with Steve Jobs and Deepak Chopra, Susie Orman, like all these amazing people in the world.
Well, you're amazing.
But this one's a little different. It's so special in the sense that out of the 50 women, there's some that, yes, you know their brand names that you recognize wherever you go. And then there's these other amazing people that have truly created things, not just in their lives, but have been the leaders of it in their sector or in their specialty. And they share these tools, not just, hey, random, here's A to Z, but here's, let's not focus on my story, but let me bring in my story and also show you how easy it can be for you also to become a leader. And mine is actually focused on not just being a leader, but being the leader of your life for today and for the future. Because most of us, no matter what our job title is, no matter what we say our career is, we have to actually think about ourselves. Not just in the family, but actually look at what we would like to add to our lives and what we'd like to be.
That's so true.
And actualize it. You know, most of us do a lot of good talking. But yeah, being here, you bring it alive and you make it happen.
I think that's really important. And it makes me think about, and maybe you can shed light on this, why somebody wouldn't want to be that intentional, why they wouldn't want to be, why they wouldn't capture this essence of, I'm excited about this, let me bring it forward, even if there are challenges. So what are some of the things that hinder, and how do you get over that?
You know, it's really interesting because it doesn't even matter what level you are in an organization. I watch executives do this. They're willing to be the leaders and truly not let anything stop them in certain parts of their lives or certain parts of the company. But when it comes to other thoughts, they lose their voice. They're not willing to actually stand up and share their ideas. So I don't know that I could say it's like, okay, people are like this, therefore they don't do this. I see it in so many people that, and it could be that it starts from a childhood. It's not just even something that happens right now, but it's like those moments truly when we tell kids to shut up, when we tell them, stop asking questions, we don't realize the effects that we have in the future.
That's a long-term effect. Seriously.
It really is. It really is. I also facilitate seminars called Right Voice for You. And I can have individuals that have been public speakers for a very long time coming. And then I can have someone who's a stay-at-home mom who never even saw a boardroom, who never even had to present anything. And they come together. And by the way, kids love this class, so they come too. And together, it's so beautiful to watch that it has nothing to do with your title, has nothing to do with what your career path has been. Most of us have so many places we're not willing to be ourselves.
So
we're not willing to have our voice.
It sounds like there's a little bit of fear involved, mm-hmm. something you've experienced where, and that happens. That happens in your life, whether it's, you know, you're a young child or going through high school or even in college. And, you know, it's one of those things, if you can recognize this, is there something that you would recommend that a professional does, like to lend their voice?
Yeah. So the first place is most of us live based on a lot of lies and a lot of our little mind chatter that happens that if you say this, you're going to get in trouble. Or if you do this, this, you know, or even the thought of, oh, I have this idea. Oh, I'm sure everybody else has that idea. We immediately stop ourselves from our creativity. Where the first thing I say is, what if no one is you? No one has the ideas that you have, and you would be willing to actually share that with the world? Because we hold the world back when we're not willing to be ourselves and actually share those ideas and see how it can greatly impact whatever's happening. So the other piece of it is really start looking at the things that you even think you're not very good at. The things that you think they're the challenges in your life. And if you're willing to just for a moment be present with it, see what changes. Most of us fear the unknown. We come up with a zillion reasons to why it can't work out. But the minute you're no longer hiding from it and you're willing to be fully present and ask, okay, what is it about this? Public speaking is one of them. Most people fear speaking in front of others because they were told by others it's scary.
Right.
It's not their own personal experiences. It's what they've been told. So even with that, if you said, okay, if I wasn't afraid, what possibilities are here I haven't even discovered yet? I haven't even thought about yet. And you'll find your symptoms of fear in your body are the same symptoms as excitement and enthusiasm. It's just that we've associated them with a fear factor. So when you take the fear away, most people, they love public speaking. They love to stand up in front of others and talk because they realize most of it was the lies they were selling themselves versus the truth. And when you move away from it being a problem to a possibility, now you've redirected all this energy to some more creativity, more ideas, and ways that you actually can share your voice.
You have unblocked yourself. Is this where I saw somewhere when I was reading about you, you can turn the impossible to everything is possible. Is this kind of the roadmap starting right there?
It is. Most of us, it's what we're thinking is what we're creating in our lives. So if in your mindset is, okay, this is going to be difficult. Like how many executive and others literally wake up in the morning already projecting out what the day was going to look like. These are all the tasks that I have. These are all the things I've got to do. Even a stay-at-home mom, whatever. Like sure. You already start figuring everything out. But if you're willing not to have it all figured out, okay.
Trust the universe.
Trust the universe. Yes. The universe has your back. Oh, thank
exactly.
you.
I think we study at the same school. You don't have to have all the details. You just have to have that energy and that eagerness.
You have to have the willingness to be curious, which is one of the traits of being a leader.
Absolutely. I agree. And, I'm noticing that a lot of millennials have this spirit. They really do, that they have this curiosity and this eagerness. And I've also, and we're going to segue into a study. I have a question for you, but I've also noticed that they're wondering why some of their own leaders aren't lending a voice to certain topics that are really important at their companies. And I just find that so interesting. Just real quickly, give me a thought on what gives you the most joy in what you do.
I love watching people's facial expressions when they realize this is no longer a roadblock and that there's all these other ideas and possibilities that they've never considered.
That's amazing. I mean, that is the best feeling, knowing that you are serving and it's creating impact. Lele, I'm just going to ask you to hold your thoughts for a second. We are going to segue over to discuss a project, a passion project that I've been working on for a while now. It's a 52-week plus project with millennials. I went out on an interview journey asking them questions, and it's all around communication, emotional intelligence, and they built this model for me called FEEL. And FEEL stands for face your fears, engage with empathy, use ethics and good judgment, and unleash the love. So on the emotional intelligence and empathy side, I'd like to ask you a question. How are you incorporating emotional intelligence and empathy into your life and your work, which is so important?
I have to be this. This is not even just an incorporating. It's the willingness to actually let this be part of your life. And it always has been. I just didn't have the name for it before. I would just say to you that I was following my gut instinct, or I always knew exactly what to say to people without knowing what I was going to say. So for me, when you talk about emotional intelligence and empathy, they have more of a concrete name to them now, right. But it really is your awareness. It's the willingness to be you and to trust those emotions, to trust those feelings that are coming out. Those moments, I call them, is the ways that your body and the future is whispering to you as well. So like, you know, if you perceive something as light when you're asking all those questions, those expansive, that actually is you also having a little window into, if I do this, what will my life be like? And then the same, if you ask it and it's heavy, it really is. I used to call it my gut instinct. Like I knew those moments not to do something. Or, you know, when someone was talking to me, I could tell they're not telling the truth because there was just something that felt wonky inside. Well, now it's this light and heavy tool from Access Consciousness that I use that really brings it out. And I love empowering others to incorporate it in their lives and in their businesses the way that works for them. So I share different tools, different ways of receiving information, different curiosity questions, not just from like, hey, ask this question, but even if you're willing to ask, what else is possible here that we haven't even considered yet? You allow everyone to start actually going into their awareness and having their own feelings, their own emotional intelligence that guides them. And then you can bring all these ideas together.
I think the way that you put this is so well said and powerful. And I mean, truly, I hope all of you out there, Women Worldwide listeners and whoever's watching the show, trust the emotions. We don't do enough of this. And Lalay, the way that you said your body and the future is whispering to you, that's a huge takeaway. So thank you. Thank you for answering that question. Well done. Everybody, if you want to test how much you feel, including the empathy, because that's the first E in feel, go to feelfirsttest.com and you will be evaluated and scored. And there will be exercises recommended to help you to feel more, especially before you communicate. Okay. Lalay, let's go back into our discussion. I would like to, I always say the challenges kind of make the leader, right? Builds the character. There's no doubt. You mentioned something about never giving up. And I think it's important for, you know, a lot of the folks who are listening and watching this show to know that successful professionals still face challenges. So with that said, are there any challenges that you face and how do you work through your challenges? Give a little bit of advice in this area.
Well, you know, I think we're all misleading ourselves if we think there aren't challenges in the world, especially in the business world. You know, the dynamics, you have your own things going on and you include other people, other businesses, other processes, other systems, you're inviting clients. Like we have so many different pieces that could actually create the challenges themselves. For me, I've got to tell you, I've had a very different mindset when it comes to challenge. I told you, when I was 7, we left Iran and in 24 hours, like literally 24 hours of the revolution, my father sent us away to France so that we wouldn't be there for the war. And I remember having two choices. I could be a very shy young lady, which I was a little quiet, and literally didn't have to go anywhere. I could be in my house and just let it pass because I didn't know how much longer I was going to be in this new country. And then I had another choice. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, and I'm going to get to know every single person that I possibly can. And that has been my motto in life. No matter what the challenge, and I've been married twice, divorced twice, and both of them I adore. We did not have typical marriages. We didn't have typical divorces. Like life is still happening, but I'm grateful for everything. Gratitude for everything. And no matter what gets thrown at you, okay, you have a choice. You can at that moment let it affect you and drop you down, Or you can look at, okay, whatever they threw at me, what information is this? What awareness do I have? What are the different solutions and possibilities I haven't even considered yet? And then use that, because we can all use whatever we think is a challenge to our advantage. But most of us go into it from defense mode. You can't. Defense will get you more defense from the other side. So if you're willing, and I share this, if I can share just a little quick tool, sure. Most of us walk around with a lot of baggage, okay? And with it, we pull up walls. We put up barriers so that those baggages don't get full, even greater than they already are. But that's actually one of the biggest problems, because that's what you walk around your world with, which limits the possibilities. So the first thing I say is, no matter who it is, even if it's your best friend that you adore, before you see them, before you talk to them, ask, hey, barriers down, lower those barriers, let those barriers come down. When you do, all that they're sharing with you, all this information that's coming, is just information that passes through.
Oh, I was just going to say, it passes through you and doesn't get stuck because your barrier is up and it gets trapped. And that's so unhealthy too.
Exactly. Our bodies feel it. Our mm-hmm. bodies literally. But the problem is, you don't just let the problems and the judgments and all the stuff, you know, get stuck. Unfortunately, we also stop ideas. We also stop our, like you talked about earlier, all the feelings, all these ideas and emotions and things that are there to give us signals of what's right. happening. We shut them off too. And so even money wants to be received by you, by you putting up your wall. How much money are you resisting as well?
It's going to flow. Where you put your thoughts is what will play out. So if you have, for lack of a better word, a lot of drama around mm-hmm. you, and if there is a piece of you, a part of you in another life where you've had a bit of the same, letting that in is only going to multiply the thoughts, the feelings, the behaviors that then affect the outcome. And all that creativity and all that abundance and all that flow and yes, all that money is not going to happen.
Exactly. And you know, people also, like, they don't realize they have pain in their bodies. They have all this stiffness. Well, how much judgment are you holding on to that creates the stiffness in your physical body? You know, so like it is, it's like your body is this amazing best friend that's walking around the world with you and there to contribute to you, and it's giving you information and you're like, shut up.
It's whispering to you. You got to listen.
What? When it whispers and you don't listen, it intensifies.
Right, then it screams at you.
Definitely. So like for me, you know, like there's so many, like there isn't a day where there aren't things that come up that most people would identify as a problem or a challenge. But it's, if you're not willing to let a problem get you down, instead you're like, hey, every problem is a possibility with something attached to it that I just don't know yet what it is. But what if it is a possibility? And it really is. If you're willing to take whatever you have and turn it 180 degrees, it's no longer a problem. It's now a gift.
That is a great way to look at it, because it's also saying that you are just steps closer and closer to joy. And you know, so make that choice to get you closer. Like, I can't even believe that we're at the very last question, or close to the last. Can you give just some rounding advice, some parting advice on how all of the Women Worldwide network and community can really take a look at being and being intentional and finding that joy of business?
Yeah, I have to say it starts with you. Most of us look to our loved ones, you know, our children, our parents, our husbands, wives, whatever, our coworkers, our bosses, as the people to really validate us and acknowledge us and things of that sort. But it actually has to start with you. You have to be very intentional of, you know what? What would I like to add to my life? What would I like the business to be like? Like, really, it starts with you starting that question and you making you the source, not making someone else or something else the source. And when you start from there, it's not about the exclusion of anyone else. It's actually the inclusion of the oneness of all of us, because you're no longer doing it from expectations. You're doing it from, this is what I'd like to create. Who else can I invite into my life, into the business, that can actually take this idea and physically bring it alive and actualize it? Then you have people that show up out of nowhere. But if you're waiting for someone else to tell you, here, do this, or you're saying, okay, I cannot advance in my life until someone is there to recognize that, you're going to be waiting for a very long time.
Well, what you said really resonates. My chills have like little chills, you know, goosebumps have goosebumps. So thank you. Thank you so much, because I do believe that it starts with each and every one of us. And we do tend to look outward when it's always inward first. So thank you for sharing really sage advice. And last question, super easy. Where can people find out more about you and your work and this book that you're in?
Okay, great. Well, the easiest place is you can go to lalehancock.com. And that website will get you to the two businesses. One is Bella Pimo, one is Global Wellness for All. And the book is also there too. It's on Amazon. And if you're on lalehancock.com, it will get you to a link if you'd like to learn more about this amazing book that I'm so grateful to be part of.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, for sharing excellent advice, for being transparent about challenges. And you are quite an inspiration. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. And thank you for your listeners. And truly, what else is possible we haven't considered yet?
Oh my gosh. Imagine the possibilities. That's what I always, always say. And I too am so grateful for all the folks who tune in every single week. And I do. I want to thank all of you for being such supporters of the Women Worldwide podcast and this network, this huge community that continues to grow. So thank you. And you know what? If you can, if you want to, sign up for the updates on our show site, womenworldwideshow.com, because we will have some announcements coming out soon around courses that will be built. So it's going to get interesting, folks. So as I always say, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.